Strap in, folks. It's time. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. It starts now. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I am, of course, Clay Edwards, and it is finally Friday here in central Mississippi. And, I'm about to the point of no longer addressing this as good morning, Jackson, Mississippi. I ain't very good for you folks. It is not a good morning for Jackson, Mississippi. It is a bad morning for Jackson, Mississippi, but that's just about every morning in Jackson proper. Real quick before we dive into the nuts and bolts of everything, I got a text from a buddy of mine yesterday, and somebody had reached out to him. So I just want to give a shout out to the Capitol Police, the CCID folks, them jump out boys out there listening. Glad you guys are out there doing what you're doing. Got a kick out of that message I got. So they saw my video or my podcast about what is a jump out boy and reached out. So I thought that was pretty cool. So look, man, if you're messing up down there in the Capital City Improvement District, that ain't JPD down there. There ain't no blue flu down there. They're ready for you. And we 100% support that here on the Clay Edwards Show. All right, if you guys want to chime in, the Matt Kike of Flowood phone line, 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line is 769-241-1944. We'll open up the phone lines after this first segment. So last night, man, I'm sitting around the house. Well, I'll tell you what, real quick, let me clear this. A little bit of national news. I saw where Kristen Sinema finally broke down and they got her vote for the Build Back Broker plan. And the one holdup she had, Kristen Sinema had was preserve tax breaks for hedge fund managers. I mean, I feel like that's like the one thing that like everybody can agree. Oh, yeah. Okay. If we're going to tax corporations and all this liberal Democrat nonsense of corporations don't pay enough taxes nonsense. Do we all just agree that hedge fund managers, you know, that they're the evil empire, they're the Darth Vader, they're the Death Star, and the Democrat was trying to preserve tax breaks for the hedge fund manager? That was the holdup. Whew! I thought Republicans were the ones doing that things, Democrats. Anyway, I heard that in the news break here, and I was like, I had to write it down on my notes here. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Also, last little bit of national news, Carrie Lake out there in Arizona, the Trump-backed Republican gubernatorial candidate, has won the Republican primary. They tried for 2 days to cheat and figure out a way to steal it from her and everything else. And boy, she has gone scorched earth the last year or so out there politicking. So it'll be interesting. I guess that election will be in November as well. So it'll be fun to watch all this, man. We are going into a wild time. Enjoy the last little bit of peace here in America, because come November and going into 2024, it is going to be chaos. Because the second Trump says he's running again, or DeSantis, or however that shakes out, one of the two or some combination of the two versus the Democrat death machine, it's gonna be wild times around here, man. Wild times. All right, look, enough national stuff. There's other guys at this station that do that better than I do. That's just my two cents in the marketplace there. So I went and worked yesterday, man. I got to work on this beautiful 1936 Chris Craft wooden hull ski boat, man. Anyway, I was leaving there and I was listening to Kim Wade, and Kim Wade had announced that the breaking news had come through about the Anthony Fox verdict. I was driving on the Natchez Trace when I got it, man. I almost pulled over. Not to cry, but to punch, to scream at the clouds and to go beat up a tree. Is there ever been a city that has shown everyone over the course of 2 weeks how much they love criminals and hate police than Jackson, Mississippi? Has there ever been a city that's shown how much more they love, should I say? How much more they love criminals and hate police than Jackson, Mississippi, and Hinds County, of course. You know, I often talk about it on this show. I probably say it at least two or three times a week. No less than twice a week do I say this. The reason I moved out of Hinds County wasn't because of crime, wasn't because of water, wasn't because of race, wasn't because of none of these other things. Well, race was a part of it, but it was my race, not the other race. I moved out of Hinds County because I knew that if I had to defend myself against a black person in Jackson that wanted to rob me, and I'm just using this as to make my point here, it could very easily be somebody white robbing me too in Jackson. But if they're black and I'm white and I have to kill that person to defend myself, the Hinds County judicial system would have me on trial as the defendant. I was not going to allow that to happen outside of any, you know, just random chance of it happening by coming through Jackson. I can avoid stopping at Jackson gas stations. I can avoid going out to eat in Jackson. I can avoid partying in Jackson. But the only way you're going to catch me slipping in Jackson is if I'm broke down on the side of the road and you pull up and try to rob me. That's about the only way you're going to get me in Jackson. I don't break bread in Jackson no more. No more than I have to. There are a couple of places I move in and out of, but you're not going to catch me slipping in Jackson. It ain't happening. But that's why I moved out of Jackson. And now they sit here and they take Anthony Fox, one of the best policemen in the Tri-County area. They put him in front of a witch trial. The Hinds County witch trial. The Chalkway witch trials. The Jody Owens backed, George Soros backed Jody Owens witch trials. Now, by the way, Jody Owens backed by George Soros, we've known it forever, but Tucker Carlson confirmed it last night on his Fox News show. They find this officer. I assume he was still a Clinton police officer till yesterday. They find a Clinton police officer guilty of I'm calling it murder, manslaughter, negligent manslaughter, whatever it is, in Judge Adrian Wooten's court, clown world, you know, and the jury should be ashamed of themselves. Where's the jury intimidation for stuff like this? I'm not promoting it. I'm just saying, you know, there was all sorts of jury intimidation in the George Floyd trial, or the Derek Chauvin trial, should I say, and all of these other trials. Anytime somebody was on trial for killing a black man, there was all sorts of jury intimidation. I don't know this to be fact, but this is about the only murder in Jackson that I've seen them happy about arresting a black man for. I mean, they are happy about this. Like, oh, I mean, we got him. We got the tater. We got him. I've never seen this administration so happy about a black man going to jail than they are Anthony Fox. The guy that died from an unrelated incident, mind you, the guy that died was renting a room at the Crown Motel by the hour and running dope out of it, according to the court documents, witness statements. And he was doing that after the incident with the police. Make it make sense, man. Make it make sense. I'm not saying anybody deserves to die. I'm not. Nobody, nothing like that. I pray for that guy's family. But to blame that, with all the evidence you had and all the witnesses that you had, to blame that on a policeman and chart and ruin that policeman's life. He's just sitting out there in Raymond now. He'll die in jail. I hope this is being appealed. I hope they get this out of Hinds County somehow or another. I don't pretend to be a professional knower of all things when it comes to the way the legal system works. I hope they can get this thing moved up to another court, whatever the next option is, Supreme Court, whatever. I hope they're able to get the verdict thrown out. Because it was clown world in that court if you were following this case. I'll try to get Teresa on Monday and kind of recap this thing once all the dust settles. Somebody says they got him out in Madison County. Zachary on Facebook says they got him out in Madison County. Okay, well, I read last night Hinds County had escorted him out, so I just assumed they took him out to Raymond. I tell you, if, you know, it's funny. Growing up, you always said, man, you don't want to, well, you still say this. If you got to go to jail, you don't want to go to jail in Hinds County. Let me just tell you, you want to end up in Madison or Rankin. You got a chance of living in those jails. You've got a better chance of dying in the Hinds County jail than you do on the streets of Jackson dang near. Like, I don't know the implications of the government, of the feds taking that jail over and all that stuff, but it can't be any worse than what's been going on out there the last few years. I'll tell you what, man, let's take Mr. Dixon here on the line. If you're listening on Facebook, you won't be able to hear this phone call. Hey, Mr. Dixon, you're on the Matt Kiker Flowood phone line.
Brother Clay, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Dixon. How are you?
I'm listening to you, and I'm feeling your anger, your angst, your pain. But let me ask you this. You would know more about this than I would. Now, I just heard you say that Jody Owens was a George Soros acolyte.
Yes. That's what Tucker said last night. I mean, which we've heard that for a while now, that right. He was. And then Tucker was running down all the different Soros-backed prosecutors in the country, and he said Hinds County, Mississippi.
Well, let me ask you one question. I can't understand why our side doesn't take a good lesson from the bad side. When they got mad at Donald Trump for his victory in 2016, they found every source of legitimate income he had and tried to cut him off from it. Did they not?
Yes, they did.
Okay. Well, why can't we find out where George Soros makes his money and do the same thing to him? Because undoubtedly, George Soros uses his money for ill and evil. Why can't we help save George's soul and deny him the ability to keep doing mischief on this earth?
Yeah, I forgot you need to go back and watch Tucker Carlson last night. You can pull it up on Fox News, YouTube, his opening monologue. And he was talking about some other countries that have kicked Soros's charity, I air quotes here in the studio, charity out of the country for this very thing. He goes in and he destroys countries.
Yeah, but you got to have money to do that. And you got to have money to fund a charity. I mean, does he own stock in Pepsi, Coca-Cola, United States Steel? We need to find out where his source of money is.
What if I told you that he owns a large amount of stock, or however you want to word it, in a chain of local car dealerships here in Jackson, Mississippi? And there's a good chance that half the people listening to this radio show right now bought a car from these dealerships. I'm not going to say the name of them because I got friends that work for them and I don't want them to lose their jobs.
But are you serious?
Absolutely. You can Google it, George Soros car dealerships, and you can, you know, you'll figure it out.
Okay, the first thing we need to do, Jackson, Mississippi is not the Jackson metro area is not the only place where you can buy a car. We need to find out. That's one thing we can do to take money out of his pocket.
Yep.
Thank you for saying that, because, I mean, I'm tired of hearing good people in misery sitting back because this misguided individual is taking the gifts God has given him to use them for ill purposes. So thank you for letting – I wish you could, you know, put up a list of the dealerships that have Soros investments in them so we can avoid them like the plague.
Yeah, look, y'all can Google them, and it'll be pretty obvious. It'll be pretty obvious. But yeah, there's a whole chain of dealerships here in Jackson that are – they don't advertise on this station. Let me help narrow it down for you. It's none of the advertisers on this station.
But there's better.
But there's a whole chain of dealerships that are – The ownership group has major investment from George Soros investment group.
Thanks for that info, Clay. Look, you be blessed now.
You too, Mr. Dixon. Thank you. All right, look, we're going to take a break real quick. You are listening to the Clay Edwards Show. Caller, stay on hold. We'll be right back on 103.9 WYAB. Breaking rules when necessary. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. We are live here on 103.9 WYAB. And I tell you what, let's real quick, if you're looking for somewhere to eat tonight, check out Raymond Farmers Market, located right out there in Raymond. Tonight is catfish night. And, you know, man, they got a big weekend planned. If catfish ain't your thing or you want to hold off, say, Clay, I'm in the mood for some steak. All right, man, look, they got you covered out there at Raymond Farmers Market. You can go out there and get the 10-ounce filet, the 16-ounce ribeye, or the 3-pound, big enough to feed three, tomahawk ribeye. Thing so big it comes out on a butcher block. I got to get out there and get one of those. I bet you I could eat the whole thing in one sitting. I bet you I can. Just let me let me not eat all day and get out there, and it's on, son. It is on. But look, get you a reservation, RaymondFarmersMarket.com. And hey, what are you thinking to yourself? Man, that big tomahawk sounds good, but I think I'd like to cook it myself. Well, that's an option, too. You can go out there and buy it straight from the butcher market and take it home and cook it. So give them a call or give them a shout, should I say, online, RaymondFarmersMarket.com, or search them on Facebook at Raymond Farmers Market. All right, man, we had a caller sit on hold through the break there on the Matt Kike of Flowood phone line. Hey, caller, you're on there.
Hey, Clay, how you doing this morning?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine. Hey, I just want to say that it ain't just a little bit grimace or anything like that, which I keep saying, and also that the whole, you know, Fox and CNN, same thing, different name. They just programmable propaganda machines for either the right or the left wing. Now, it's about who you know in Jackson. You know that like I know that. Just like it's about who you know in Madison and just in the state, period. If you know the right folks, you can get out of jail. I've seen some cases where a man defended himself in Jackson, where it was white or black, they didn't go to jail. Because they were defending themselves. So this whole notion that if you this color, that color, you will go to jail because this or that, that's not true. I mean, but you know, free tongues, you could think that, but it's not true. I mean, if you're defending yourself, you're defending yourself.
Is there another city that's going to sue the state over police chases?
Is there another city going to sue the state? That's another thing what they're doing. They're doing what all other people do. They just distract the people what's really going on. That's all they do. That's a waste of time and money. That's a waste of time and money trying to sue the state over police chase stuff about minimum rights and all this stuff. They're just distracting people with what's really going on with both parties does that.
Well, they're pandering to their criminal base.
That's what that sounds like.
They're pandering to the criminals that support them.
They're not pandering to the criminal support them. Maybe they're just tired of outside joint district coming in and just keep chasing people over misdemeanor stuff. I mean, just get the tag and them and give them like that.
It's not a misdemeanor once you start running. It becomes a felony. Let's clear that up. That's his big misconception.
It's not happening to y'all. As long as not one of your relatives or friends. And not, if it be happening to one of your relatives, friends, that's their mailman, then y'all would be saying the same thing.
And 9 times out of 10, they're not running over the tag or speeding. They're running because they're breaking the law doing something else, and they don't want to be caught for that. That's like the big elephant in the room. Like, oh, he died over an expired tag or speeding or something like that. No, he ran. He was running from a violent criminal was running because he didn't want to go to jail, and terrible tragedy happened. And nobody denies that it was a tragedy, but you can't let criminals run.
But see, that's the thing. All people that run for the police ain't violent criminals, though. Well, y'all try to make them out to be. I mean, in some cases that some people, a person complying with the police and still end up getting shot and killed.
He is a violent criminal now, that's for sure.
What the police asked him to do, he still got shot in the kid with no weapons.
Who?
Then was this, didn't do none of that.
Who?
Police tell him, hey, give me your ID. He go reach for his ID in the back pocket, police put fire in his chest.
Who are you talking about?
Felipe Castillo up there in Minneapolis, Minnesota. When that cop asked him for his ID.
Yep, no.
He was going for his ID and the cops shot him in the chest five times.
Hey, you know, I brought that exact situation up when I had the police chief from Richland here the other day, and he said the same thing. Poor training, bad situation. Nobody denies it. Bad stuff happens. But one incident doesn't. Hey, you know, speaking of, you know, I don't know what's going on in Minnesota or Minneapolis with them and their police, but they clearly have some issues up there. We catch a lot of flack down here in the South. We're all supposed to be racist and hate each other and this, that, and the other. But, you know, that just don't happen here. Funny how that happens. Up there, the tip top of the Underground Railroad is where all the actual real racism happens.
Okay, another thing. I know somebody called yesterday, a different show, different topic. I had to bust all y'all people bubble that Tyson sitting and chicken to be processed and bought back. But one, that don't make no sense. But two, Tyson got control of most of the chicken processing plants in the South. They don't need to send chicken to China to be processed and bought back for three. The chicken's already processed, people. That chicken has been sold. The chicken's flesh sold them solid as a rock. And negative 10 degrees and shipped to whoever they shipped to. They ship chicken all across the world.
All right, hey, Chris.
They're bringing that chicken back.
Let's
that chicken's been sold.
Let's stay on topic. I heard that too, and I'm not familiar with that whole situation, so I don't want to speak on it out of without any information on it. Hey, look, have a blessed weekend. Thank you for calling in this week.
You too.
You know, man, look, I don't agree with Chris a whole lot, but I do appreciate the fact that he'll call in and try to have a conversation. It's a lot to be said for that. And Chris is becoming a very well-known caller here on the show. I get people asking me, is Chris a plant every now and then? Because they say, there's no way somebody can be that stupid. I'm just messing with you, Chris. Hope you have a good weekend. All right, man, I think we got Derek on the Matt Kike of Flowood phone line. Hey, Derek, you on there, brother?
Hey, good morning, Clay. Listen, I'm a little behind for the first time in my life, but they convicted the officer.
They did. I got it pulled up here. The exact charge was, negligence manslaughter. Culpable negligence manslaughter.
Look, again, that was the reason I told you all to read the writings of Dr. Miles Monroe. And you'll see, and I'm going to go ahead and say it. I don't give a cotton picking flip who gets mad about it. You'll see why the average Democrat liberal Negro is just stupid. You'll see why. Because you got two types of mentalities that's really a modern day of each other. The slave Negro and the house Negro. Okay? I mean, the field Negro and the house Negro. And you got those people who never really learned to do anything for themselves, and they're so used to following the next big voice. They're the same people that give T.D. Jakes money and give Creflo Dollar money, and Creflo Dollar just came out and told people to throw away everything he ever taught about tithing and prosperity. But they'll still give it to them anyway because they're always looking for the next big voice to follow to make them feel like they're being wrote for a wrong that they've never even been victimized by. So that's why a policeman had to be sacrificed just to make somebody feel good.
I agree, brother, 100%. I mean, they rolled this guy out there as a satanic human sacrifice. Is exactly what they did. And I had that thought coming in this morning and didn't. I forgot to write it down when I got in here. That was Officer Fox was a sacrifice to the social justice gods.
That's all it is. That's all it was, you know. And what people don't understand is this. I'm starting to look at it from an objective. My primary career has already moved me from Jackson. It's just a matter of time before I do the other stuff, which I'm not going to say on this air because I don't speak for them. But I'm getting sick of it. You take a guy like me that came from the Pine Belt, met my wife at work, married, we combined two families, had a child, get ready to buy our first home, moving from Canton. Do you actually think Jackson was on our radar when we did that?
No.
You're taking a guy from the other side of the state. Do you even think I was looking at Jackson?
Nope.
Of course not. This is why I'm here, not even, 5 minutes away from you here by the reservoir. Because people don't understand basic economics, and I'm getting sick of it. Now you just sacrificed a brother of mine just so you could feel woke. And I bet you a dollar to a donut, and this is not to disparage anybody because I don't like the label, but hell, I'm going to label today. I bet you this guy was a straight loser his entire life up until this point, and the best thing he did for his family was leave.
Well, if you're selling dope out of the Crown Motel, you know, good riddance from the gene pool.
And that's the problem. Clay, have you ever sat down and talked with an East Indian before?
Hit and miss. When we used to, my dad used to have that convenience store on Lynch Street, and he would rent it. When he decided to get out of the business, and we would rent it to folks, and have these little small conversations. But I haven't had no long in depth conversations with them. There are some guys. I don't know about East Indian, but there is a group of guys. And I don't want to say their name on the air here. That own a big chain of gas stations all over Mississippi and a bunch of fast food restaurants and stuff.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. There's a bunch of different groups of them. But these are some really good dudes, man. And I broke bread with them. I've done some other stuff with them. And their work ethic is second to none.
Well, the reason why I said that is because they operate on the cash system. So, if your cash is a store owner or hotel, they stick to their own in a certain cash. like the most cast I've worked around is the people in the tech industry, and they came from the dirtiest of the dirt poor, right? And one of the things is that we operate on a caste system. If you're not in a caste, they pretty much don't fool with you. Basically, survival of the fittest, elevate the exceptional few. But what black people do is they try to give everybody a chance in the black community. And a lot of people have never earned it or deserved it. And this is why you have failure left and right, across the board, up and down. Because when they put people in positions, they're clearly not qualified for, oh, I just feel like you'll do a good job. You should be given the chance. Who in the world give somebody the reins for something based on feelings? Nobody.
Well, that's what they've done is for the mayor in Jackson. Hey, Derek, I got to go, brother. I will be at the breakfast in the morning if you're going to be out there.
Oh, yeah, I'll break bread with you in the morning.
All right, brother. See you then.
Uh-huh.
All right, peace. Hey, by the way, if you're looking for something to do in the morning, you want to get out and get politically involved, McLean's 7:30, I think, between 7 and 8, the Rankin County Republican Breakfast, the monthly meeting is tomorrow. It's free to get in. You don't have to eat if you don't want to. If you want to eat, great breakfast out there. I'll be out there. Derek will be out there. I don't want to speak for Kim or any of the other guys, but they have been at some of the other ones. So it's always an interesting thing to get out there and meet the politicians and actually get a chance to talk to them. I do recommend that. All right, look, we'll be right back here on the Clay Edwards Show, 103.9 WYAB. Breaking rules when necessary, man. Hey, look, if you're out shopping this weekend, if you need an automobile, man, go see my friends out at Mack Hike, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, of Flowood, located right there on Airport, well, not on Airport Road, on Lakeland Drive at Airport Road. Wide selection of Chryslers, Dodge, Jeeps, Rams, tons of different used cars. Hey, man, they got trucks. Go see them. If credit's a little rough, if maybe your credit hit a Jackson pothole along the way to the dealership, don't worry about it, man. They'll get you taken care of when you get there. They will get your credit repaired. Maybe not the pothole damage on your vehicle, but they will definitely get your credit repaired. They're giving top dollars for trades, too. So, hey, if you just want to sell your car, Mack Hike will buy your vehicle. They'll give you top dollar for it. You know, CarMax isn't the only place that buys vehicles. Just throwing that out there. So check them out online. Mack Hike, CDJRF. Got there to see my buddy Corey, Abe, Parker, Hunter, and Brendan. All right. Also, hey, if you're out, if you need a gun this weekend or ammunition, go see my friend Hunter and the team at Guns and Gear right there on 51 in Gluckstadt. You can shop them online at gunsandgearms.com. They're located right there at Yandale Road, right next to Little Willie's Barbecue. Barbecue and guns. I can't think of two things that go better together. Name a better duo. I'll wait. Anyway, home of No Limit Ammo. Shop them online. GunsandGearMS.com. All right, man, we got some callers on hold, but I want to read a couple texts from the Guns and Gear text line. It says, hey, Clay, you ever seen the movie Brick Mansions? Jackson is heading in that direction. And I actually replied, I have seen it, but then I thought about it. I haven't. So if, maybe Brick Mansions is the direction Jackson is heading. All right, let's see here. It says, this was a good text. I like this. This is concerning police chases and Chris saying, talking about them being, can't chase misdemeanors. Said misdemeanors should not be a free ticket for getting away with criminal activity, ever. Exactly. Like, no, dog, it was just a misdemeanor. Let me go. Free my boy. See here, he also follows up with, when did liberals get so dumb? Sam Nunn was not dumb. John Stennis was not dumb. William Winter was not dumb. A two-year-old who gets away with stealing cookies out of the cookie jar will graduate to stealing money out of mom's purse. And where do you think they will go from there? Church? You know, that's a great text. And I've been making that point since I started doing this show, since I started doing the Save Jackson stuff. If you're not enforcing the petty crimes, a la lack of misdemeanor holding facility, if you're not enforcing those crimes and putting people in jail for those crimes, there's going to be an escalation of criminal activity. Most people, I'm sure there's some statistics somewhere. You know, they like to hide these kind of statistics, but I bet you there's some stats somewhere that say that people who kill people, that ain't their first crime, especially in a city like Jackson, quote unquote, interpersonal violence. You didn't just get off the freeway at the murder exit. You started out with a little B&E. That's breaking and entering. You know, you work your way up. Maybe it was a fight. Maybe it was a attempted murder. Maybe it was a carjacking. Then when you can just cold blood murder somebody while robbing them or just because they disrespected you, that that is usually not the first crime. Now, there's people that kill each other out of a, or kill somebody out of a crime of passion. I would be willing to bet that a lot of times that is somebody's first criminal offense. But I don't know. I'm just speculating here. Anyway, if people can get away with one thing, it's going to be an escalator effect. They're going to keep going up to the next thing. I've talked about this often. You start shoplifting out of a store, stealing cookies out of a cookie jar, whatever it is. You just work your way up. And next thing you know, you're in a life or death situation because you didn't run up on the wrong owner. You didn't run up on a Clay Edwards in Jackson, a Kim Wade in Jackson, a Derek in Jackson. I can go on and on. Also, on the Guns and Gear text line from one of our local law enforcement guys, he goes, I'd like to know if the car tag even came back to him. That's another elephant in the room. I would venture to say more than half of the ones that run the tag doesn't even come back to them. We're talking about pursuit still. Exactly. The people who are typically running from these things, I had the chief of police from Richland, Nick McClendon, say this very thing. They're usually running for another reason. It is not the misdemeanor, quote unquote, that's got them running. It is whatever they don't want to go to jail for that misdemeanor is getting them pulled over for. I don't know why that is so hard to understand. But again, I'm going to get to the calls on hold in 1 second. If you can show me a city that loves their criminals and defends their criminals to the death more than Jackson, Mississippi, they have rode their criminal base down to the bottom of the ocean like the Titanic. So, you don't like the police messing with you? Well, we will put them in jail for murders they didn't commit. Oh, you don't like being chased when you go over to Rankin County to steal because you don't want to steal from our business owners? Well, we'll just make sure the police can't chase you into here. Go rape, rob, and pillage all you want in Madison and Rankin County. As long as you can just get back to Jackson, we will fight for your rights to steal, rape, and kill. That's what they do in Jackson. But you better not be a cop and do any of that. Different set of rules for you guys. Different set of rules. Again, I said it in the first segment. I'll say it in this one. I've never seen a judicial system and an administration that claims to be so woke, that claims that Jackson's the new Wakanda. I've never seen them so happy about putting a black man in jail as they were putting Anthony Fox in jail yesterday. All right, on the Matt Kike of Flowood phone line. Hey, you're on there.
Hey, Clay.
Hey, brother.
I want you to Google Tate Reed's office right now, and I want you to, every day until that officer gets a pardon, I want you to put that on your radio show, and I want you to put it on your Safe Jackson. I'm challenging you a little bit till we can get this, till this guy can get a pardon, because this is ridiculous, man.
Yeah, I thought about that last night, so we're on the same page, I promise.
I mean, this is just purely stupid. Save this man some time. Because it'd take him years to go through all the appeals.
Oh, yeah.
And who's the next judge in line after the appeals court?
I don't know. I was saying that earlier. I'm not well-versed enough in the criminal justice system to tell you what next is in the appeal process. But this has got to be rectified. You cannot have this out there. This is an absolute witch hunt.
It is. But, you know, the DA, I thought, would have thought a little bit better than that. I really would have. I thought he was a pretty solid guy. I mean, Robert Sugar Smith, he could say what he wanted to. He may have been a drunk, but he wasn't a bad DA.
I could argue.
This would have never happened.
Well, he's the one, Robert Sugar Smith's the one that cost that white dude over off McDowell Road that had to shoot the black kid for trying to kill him, had to shoot him, put him on trial for murder, made him lose everything. So I can say the same about Robert Shuler Smith too.
Right now, I didn't even think about that guy.
All right, brother.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. All right, let's take one more call here. Hey, caller, you're on there.
Hey, Clay, how you doing?
I'm doing good this morning, brother. How about yourself?
All right, man. I didn't know that they got that guy Mr. New York. I got our workout a little sleep. I didn't know that had convicted. I thought he had a good chance of getting out. Hey, but look. So, criminal records, ain't they public records?
Yes. Well, you know, as long as they're 18 or over.
Yeah. So, I got this, and I'm going to do it in the chat like he did. So, you think Rankin County and Reed, they crime-free?
Nobody thinks Rankin County is crime-free.
Okay, because I was wondering, you do a lot of reporting on Jackson crime that you don't report on Rankin County crime, but I did a little research. They ain't clean over there. And so I checked on this sex offender thing over there in Rankin County. You know, y'all got a lot of sex offenders over there in Rankin County. You don't report on them. Don't you think Rankin County should know about their sex offenders over there?
Well, you know, the difference is, and I talked about this yesterday, the difference is, let me tell you, Jackson has plenty of sex offenders. They go unreported.
I did my research.
Rankin County and Madison County have the F around and find out policy. We arrest our sex offenders. Jackson doesn't.
You sure about that?
Yo, yeah.
I did a little research on Jackson. Hines got a lot of sex offenders in it. And what's so particular about it, the sex offenders be white in Hines County and Rankin County. It's a lot of blacks in there, but it's more white than blacks.
Because they don't get reported.
They don't get reported.
A lot of the sex crimes in the black community in Jackson don't get reported. I hear about it from police all the time. But look, I'm not here to defend a sex offender. If somebody's a sex offender, line them up against a brick wall. I'm not here to defend a sex offender. You know, but what I'm telling you is the difference in Hines and Rankin and Madison County is in Rankin and Madison County, when criminals mess up, the judicial system is there to take care of them, and not in a good way. They're to take care of the citizens and get them off the streets. In Hines County, it is catch and release if they catch them at all. That's my point.
Yeah, I believe that. I know about that part.
That's my point. We're on the same page. I just think you're hearing me different.
I would never call in for no argument.
I got you, brother.
Why Therese, she report on crimes, but on crime all over the place. But you guys focus on Jackson, but y'all don't know put on the Madison and Hines County. I mean Madison Reason. Crimes and stuff. And I know Rankin County, because I delivered to Rankin County, and Rankin County, they hold jailhouse almost predominantly white for the criminal, because they trustees. And have y'all been down to Reason on 55 in the morning time? You see those 25 white girls being those green and white striped shirt walking down the side of the street. Yeah, they could have did something.
Well, that's my point. Well, yeah, see, you're making it a race thing, and it's not. I ain't making it a race thing.
They commit crimes, too.
I got it, brother.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, I'll respond on the other side of this break. I got to take one. Thank you.
Thank you, my guy.
Be good. That's a great call, man. I'll respond to that on the other side of the break. 1039 WYAB. Rules when necessary. Hey, look, I want to respond quick to that last caller. Miss Sylvia, if you're on hold, I am not going to be able to get to you. I do apologize. Miss Sylvia had a Bible verse she wanted to read us, and I will share that on the Save Jackson Facebook page. She texted it to me, but I got to respond to that caller. He said, you know, you ride through Ridgeland and Rankin County, you see all these people working up and down the side of the road in their jumpsuits. You're making my point for me, brother. You're making my point for me. Do you see them in jumpsuits working on the side of the road in Jackson or Hines County? No, you don't. And that, my friend, is the difference. As Paul Harvey would say, and that, my friends, is the rest of the story. And hey, look, man, to the sex crime stuff, Rankin County has, and Madison County have really good sex crimes units. I mean, the DAs out there, they pursue those things. You know, I'm not saying the DA here doesn't pursue them. I haven't dove into it. But you can't tell me that that's not an issue with as many young girls that are coming up pregnant in a city like Jackson. If anybody knocked them up over 18 years old, my friends, that is a sex crime. Just throwing that out there. But look, a lot of great texts today. I appreciate everybody. Great show, great week of shows. Had our biggest podcast downloads ever. You can find them at clayedwardsshow.com. Jim Thorne is up next. I'll be back Monday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Stay safe.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week as the Clay Edwards Show discusses all that is going on in and around the city of Jackson.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Right here on 103.9 WYAB.